Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me, being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ramon Ray is with us, folks. Ramon is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top technology experts on the planet, especially with regard to small business. He's the editor of smallbiztechnology.com. He's the author of Technology Solutions for Growing Business. And he's the guy we turn to when we, especially when we want to know how to deal with the technology we have and how to anticipate the technology that's coming at us. He's our good friend, Ramon Ray. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. And it's always a pleasure, really, to be here today. In fact, I'm drinking vitamin water just to make sure I stay on track.
We're glad you're here and glad you're staying pumped up there. Hey, Ramon, the Computer Electronics Show is coming up next month in Las Vegas.
Right.
And it is huge. I don't even know how many different locations it's going to be at. It's probably more than one. There's things that get so big, it's probably in maybe two or three or four. But would you talk to us a little bit about what you see, what you anticipate people are going to see there, and that's going to be sort of a foretelling of how we use technology in the coming year?
Absolutely, and you're right, Jim. Just so people understand the expanse of it, this is one of the biggest trade shows probably in the world. I know it's for sure the biggest in the U.S. as far as computers. But when you think of having 120,000 or more people in one place, when you think about covering, you know, big convention centers and hotel rooms and ballrooms, you know it has to be something big. But CES, as you said, Jim, is the gathering of technology vendors from across the world for consumers and business. And as far as businesses are concerned, I put a little short list together of some companies that I know I'll be looking at, and I think they cover a few areas. There's telecommunications, mm-hmm. Whether it's Skype and Verizon Wireless and AT&T and others like that.
Now, when you say telecom, you're talking about the service, not the devices.
That is correct. The service, correct. Thank you. The service. So that's point one. We know we have to communicate across these pipes.
Isn't it interesting that when you say telecom, that you also mention non-telephone companies?
You know what? That's what it's becoming
today. Skype.
Yep. And I think it's because the pipe is kind of a given in some ways, and these providers are adding other services on top of it,
right,
which still enable us to communicate.
Right. All right.
Some people
next?
May argue my definition, but that's why I throw it in there. The second part is the mobility market, and not the notebook computers. I'll get to that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But going back to the proverbial iPad, Samsung's tablets, and other devices. So the mobile market, Jim, is going to explode at CES.
Mobile, and when you say mobile, are you talking about handsets or just the pads?
All of it. Smartphones,
iPads, all the different knockoffs, et cetera.
Exactly. And the devices to have external keyboards and accessories are really growing up.
So anything with the ability to surf the internet, receive email, applications, those kinds of things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the related accessories to make those things even better, rubberized pads and chargers and all those fancy gizmos.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing that's coming up that I'm seeing here, this is a bit less, but it's still there, is security. Some companies are coming up with some cool, I see one company name here, it says a computer, video cameras for surveillance that thinks. So I'm excited to see what that's about.
You're talking about physical security, not virtual security.
So physical security for cameras. I see some companies out there that are having a software that helps you better track devices if they're lost or lock them down.
Hmm.
So you have all this data on your phone, all this data on your iPad, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
You can find where it is or say, you know what, erase it all. So things like that you're going to see at CES as well. Which I think are important because
I do
more,
too. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
And the last point I'll get at, and then we can dive into some of this if you like, is printers. There's one company, I'll just mention their name, Memjet, and they say they're going to revolutionize the printing industry with very fast printing. If they will, I don't know. But hey, I thought printers were boring, but it seems like we're going to see a few printers, Lexmark and others there, who are going to be upgrading, as it were. They're printing us.
Well, you know what's interesting about the future of printers is our friend Joe Barker, the futurist Joe Barker, has told us about printers that will be creating product, not just images on paper, but people will be printing out walls and printing out, maybe printing out panels for products, the components. Right.
I think this is going to be interesting because I think that, especially for the manufacturing industry, I'm not sure if these printers are going to be for production ready or for samples. But either way, imagine you're trying to compete with countries who are countries outside the U.S., other countries. I think this is going to definitely revolutionize the industry for sure.
What do you see from? Let's go back to telecom. What do you see from a telecom standpoint?
I think there's two things happening, Jim. I think that, one, the FCC, as you probably have followed better than me even, has new rules. They're discussing rules with how to charge people wireless
or landline. The neutrality rules that they passed on the 23rd. We've reported on that earlier this week.
Exactly. So I think that's one thing that's hanging over all of our heads in the industry, of course.
How do you feel about net neutrality?
I don't know where I stand. I think that, one, I'm more laissez-faire, let the industry decide what happens and what's best for it.
Right.
On the other hand, I do understand the principle of what people are trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather have the government stay out of it and let the competitive markets decide, because in the end, with millions of us, with our dollars, the industry is going to be forced, in a way, to do what's best.
I'm with you on that, and I agree. But then you have the issue of whether the big 800-pound gorilla companies could hurt, could block you and me as small companies.
That is correct, and that's another thing. There's a lot of startups, such as Gowalla, Foursquare, these small, and Skype, they're bigger, but they need to use the pipes of AT&T, Verizon Wireless.
So one thing we can say for sure is that the network, the backbone, the pipes, that's a battleground. That's going to be something. And see, the consumer, the average consumer, the average business owner, Ramon, has been totally unaware of this. And I say totally unaware. They haven't totally unaware because I've been reporting on it for 7 or 8 years. But my point is, it's not something that they let go to bed worrying about at night or waking up thinking about. They've just said, okay, I turn my computer on and the internet works. But this is a battleground. It's going to be coming up, isn't it?
Correct. It is for sure. And I think that that's very important to consider, something that I think our leaders have to think about. And I think related to that, I don't know if we have time in this segment, but is to talk about the Skype outage,
I want you to talk about Skype outage in a minute. But folks, you heard it come up again. Ramon brought it up again. We talked about it earlier this week. You are going to have to form an opinion about the regulation of the internet. And especially with regard to what's called net neutrality, which is a horrible term because it's not intuitive at all. But as a consumer, as a business owner, you're going to have to make a decision because you're going to be given an opportunity to vote one of these days for somebody who will be for or against it. And you'll have to decide. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.